The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Till now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. So one of the essential messages I think God wants us to hear today, also honoring Our Lady of Fatima, because this is the first Saturday of the month. Make sure you make your confession, your communion and reparation, you pray your rosary, offer your communion and reparation, and meditate upon some mystery of the rosary for half hour today if you had that time. But I think the essential message today is the importance of getting to know our faith, loving our faith, and being able to defend our faith. And that comes forth in two different areas. First reading today and the saint that we celebrate. So let's take the first reading. What a humble man this Apollo was. What a humble man. This guy was probably a genius. Very eloquent. Very intelligent. His name was Apollo. You just heard about five verses today. We don't have too much about him. But apparently he was exposed to the teaching up to John the Baptist. Not because of any fault of his own, he was simply not exposed to the fullness of the truth. And with that partial truth that he had, he was on fire. He was on fire, he was so enthusiastic. Now, what would happen if you're talking about your faith, and a husband and wife, after Mass, or sometime today, pulled you aside and said, look, you got it wrong. You only got part of the truth. Would you be humble enough to accept that? Probably not. Probably not. You probably become defensive and you say, now look, you know, why are you correcting me? You got to correct yourself, you know, butt out of my business. People do not want to be corrected today. About 3 months ago, I was talking with my mom on the phone, and she said, you know, people today, when I was a kid, people were open to correction. Today, adults, teenagers, they don't want to be corrected. I think my mom hit the nail on the head. Well, 88 years of life, no? But this man was very humble. Now maybe if me and Father Larry took you apart and we sat you down, you might listen to us because we both are Catholic priests. We're priests for more than 30 years. But two lay people pulling you apart and correcting you, Because face it, we suffer because of pride. So here Apollo was highly gifted. But he only had part of the truth. And if some of you saw the movie St. Paul the Apostle, it's this couple, Aquila and Priscilla and Aquila, who were traveling companions with Paul. They're educated by Paul, and they were also tent makers. They knew their faith pretty well. And according to the movie on St. Paul, they were the head of that little community in the catacombs, and they would suffer martyrdom with the others. But they pulled him aside and said, look, you know, Apollo, you don't have the wholeness of the truth. And he listened to them. And after he listened to them, he got up and his preaching was 100% better because of humility. So next time someone corrects you, say, thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy you corrected me. I love it when people correct me. You can correct me whenever you want. You know who asked to be corrected was St. Dominic Savio, right? With Miguel Magoni. Any of you know anything about Dominic Savio? His best friend was Miguel Magone, who was going to die very young, and I think he might already be servant of God or venerable. And they made a pact. They said, if you ever see me doing anything wrong, correct me. How many wives here, if you ask your husband, if I make a mistake, please correct me. I'll love you even more. It's hard. Very hard. So let's take that Apollo as a real example of humility and intelligence. And as a result of that, this man is going to become a great apostle. Okay. So, and you're going to... They're going to be preaching. You're going to be hearing a couple more passages on the Acts, and then we celebrate Pentecost next Saturday evening. They're going to be preaching on Jesus Christ, and they're going to be preaching on the Holy Spirit. And one of the passages that makes me laugh most in the Acts of Apostles, and they say, they ask, have you received the Holy Spirit? We haven't even so much as heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And that's right around the corner now. Ignorance of the Holy Spirit. So now is the time in which we really want to get to know the Holy Spirit, because we're in the Novena of the Holy Spirit. Next Sunday we celebrate Pentecost, which is the coming of the Holy Spirit. Okay, take now the saint that we celebrate today. This is not for Pentecost, this is for blood. Born in Samaria. Okay, this man was very much like St. Augustine, in the sense that, like Apollo and like Augustine, this man was very, very intelligent. And he was a philosopher. And he set up his own school of philosophy. So not only was he a philosopher, but he set up his own school, which means he would be like the principal of the school. Or maybe the head of the district. We have some educators here. He would be the top notch, okay? But what he did was this. He had studied Aristotle and Socrates and Plato and Cicero, and the Greek as well as the Latin philosophers. This man was a brilliant man. So he had heard about Christianity. So he got all the sources of Christianity, and he studied. And he was touched by the grace of God. He recognized that all this philosophy is great, but Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he was baptized. And then what's he doing? Justin Martyr, that's his name, he's defending his faith. So this Roman official, Rusticus, if you follow the Office of Readings, gets a hold of him and the Christians. And he says, you have to adore and worship the Roman idols. You have to do that. And please, if you have the Liturgy of the Hours, read it today. It's a beautiful reading. It's a beautiful reading. In which Rusticus is trying to get him to deny the faith. You don't deny the faith, you are going to suffer. You are going to be scourged. Are you still going to defend your faith? Yes. You're going to be scourged and you're going to be beheaded. Are you still going to accept Jesus Christ? Yes. So Justin and all those companions, they were there also, they said, we will not bow to worshiping pagan idols. We're not going to do that. Basically, Justin says, that's stupid. You know, adoring a piece of a stone or a statue above Jesus Christ is just downright idiotic. We're not going to do it. So he's taken with his companions, they're scourged, and they're beheaded. And they're among the first group of Catholic Christian martyrs. They come around right after St. Paul. Okay? They're living almost a generation after St. Paul, so they're living freshly after the Christian faith has been established. Okay, how does this apply to us? I think there's a very clear message. All of you have to get to know your faith. Hello? All of you, you have to get to know your faith. And you have to pray for the grace to be able to defend your faith. Pray that you'll be very articulate. Pray that you'll be eloquent, like Apollo and Justin. They're very eloquent. Pray that you know your faith well and you're able to explain it well. Never caustically, aggressively, sarcastically, violently, no? That's not going to get you anywhere. Try to explain your faith with humility, with clarity, with conviction. You have to do that. And take some modern models. I really believe today in the United States, among the lay people, I've mentioned this before, I think Patrick Madrid is the best. I was listening to him this morning, no? Very, very, he's a man with, what, 12 kids? He's a little bit younger than me. He's got his radio station. He's on 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening. And he's great. He knows his faith. He's one of the most highly read lay persons I've ever heard. You ask him any topic, right away he'll get Kaelin or Cyrus, who will be behind the scene, to give you usually three books or maybe a talk. And he is like Aquila and Priscilla. He's a layperson. Okay, now, one last idea. What should you study? That's a good question. I think you have to step back today for maybe 20 minutes and look at your social network, all the people that you deal with on a weekly basis. Okay? Some of you are teachers, some are professionals, some are at home with your kids, some are your grandparents. All of you are different. You have to step back and rewind the film and see all the people that you meet, all the people you met last week. So God placed you. God placed those people in your path. That didn't happen by chance. Maybe you met hundreds of people. Maybe at the court, maybe at the school, maybe at work, maybe there at the supermarket, maybe with, you know, your three teenage kids. We all have a social network. Step back and ask yourself, with these people, what is God asking me to study to bring them closer to God? You got it? Now, if you really want to go deeper into this, you could step back and look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church in those four areas. Dogma, morality, sacraments, and prayer. And you can look into those areas to see what are the basic errors out there today. Okay, for example, dogmatically, we have a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. They're out there. Dogmatically, they deny that Jesus is Christ. So you go into the Bible, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and you give biblical references that prove that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Okay, go sacramentally. All of you have relatives that don't go to church anymore, right? Okay, so take John chapter 6, that is the Bread of Life discourse. You read that with your brother or sister, John chapter 6, and you prove through John chapter 6 that Jesus is the Bread of Life. Use that as the means by when to bring them back. They forgot what the Eucharist is. Read John chapter 6. That's the best you have out there. Read it. I have it memorized, not verbatim, but I've got the whole concept memorized for the past 30 years of my life. No? Be able to express it in your own words. They go from sacramentally to morally. Okay, the two big moral issues. And Patrick Majid was talking about it today, about in Illinois, they're trying to pass the most liberal rules on abortion in the world. In Illinois, they want to go beyond New York. Okay? It's horrendous. And he places that little clip of Dr. Leventino. Have you heard that? Man. Dr. Leventino, who presents a second trimester abortion graphically in 90 seconds. All of you should listen to that. It's gory and gruesome, but it's real. In which they're pulling the arm out, they're pulling the leg out, they're pulling the brains out, and then the little baby the size of a plum is looking at you. Great. Great. Great image. So abortion and the same-sex marriage, those are the two key issues in this country. You hear me? Abortion is killing the innocent baby, and the same-sex union is destroying the family. Those are the two key moral issues. So study it. Study it. I have more education in theology than you have, but I want to study that issue all the more to give all the different arguments why abortion is wrong, why same-sex unions are wrong. And then go to the last part on prayer. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says one of the primary reasons why people don't pray is because they're lazy. Catechism of the Catholic Church, laziness. So give reasons why prayer is so important. St. Augustine says, he who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. So I've given you a mini course in apologetics this morning, okay? Okay, I've given you a mini course in apologetics. Let's pray that we will study our faith, that we will defend our faith, that we will love our faith, and we will be willing to die for our faith. Amen.
We're going to talk about Jesus.